Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
In my finger, got a rhythm in my walk, and as the elephants say, I'm living in a great big way. Got a handful of nothing, and I watch it like a hawk. Well, I'm doing okay, I'm living in a great big way. I'm the salt in the ocean, I'm the sun in the sky, I'm a Franklin D. Roosevelt, I'm $1 million, long as I got a snap in my finger, got a rhythm in my walk, got the devil to pay, living in a great big way.
This morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before is opened by the wonderful orchestra of Benny Goodman from 1935, just at the beginning of the swing era. And the rest, as they say, was history. He did have a fabulous orchestra, and of course, he was wonderful on the clarinet. And he also had some fine singers in his lineup, along with all those great musicians. And that's what we've heard this morning. From 1935, I'm Living in a Great Big Way, written by Dorothy Fields and Jimmy McHugh. And providing the lyrics on this one is a young Buddy Clark. Well, he went on to have a wonderful career and just a lovely voice, very relaxed and very rich. And you can hear it just getting going in this recording. And as I said, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. And we're going to go back to the 1930s this morning and listen to some of the early jazz and dance bands, and one or two of the smaller groups too. And several really lovely singers are with us today as well. Well, our next two recordings are taken from 1932 and 1933. They're small groups, and they feature, amongst other great musicians, the Dorsey brothers, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, and also the great trumpet of Bunny Berrigan. This is early jazz full of energy and lots of fun to listen to. Well, the first song we will hear from this group, and the group is actually called Bob Koza and his Cornelians. And I really don't know the origin of that name, but that's what they called themselves. The song that they'll bring us first is You'll Get By with a Twinkle in Your Eye. And we're going to hear the words on this one from Dick Robertson. And that was written by Roy Turk and J. Fred Coots. And then we'll go to 1933 to a group called Chick Bullock and his La Vie Loungers. The song is written by Phil Baxter and it's called Going, Going, Gone. Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey are with us again, as is Bunny Berrigan. Two very fine examples of the early jazz groups. And we'll hear some more from the Dorsey brothers later on in the show. And third in our set, we're going to go to 1930 for our next recording. And that will be brought to us by Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra. The words on this one are brought to us by Jimmy Rushing, who later went on to sing with the Count Basie Band. The song is called Somebody Stole My Gal, and it was written by Leo Wood. And we'll start with Bob Koza and his Cornelians, along with Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey and Bunny Berrigan. You'll Get By with a Twinkle in Your Eye.
Twinkle in your eye. Oh, you don't need girlish laughter or swell Parisian clothes. You can get the things you're after with two big eyes like those. Don't you cry if the price of food is high. You'll get by with a twinkle in your eye. And when you start to blink, you upset me so completely that I can hardly think. Thank you.
goodbye forever. I'm gonna wait today. Goodbye forever. I'm gonna wait to say, sorry honey, hate to go, 'cause I love you so. Goodbye forever. There's nothing else to say. So honey, take a look at me. It's the last you're gonna get, you see. Goodbye, I'm going, going. I'm going down to the river once more. So you better get your black dress out. Tell your friends we're on the out and out. Goodbye, I'm going, going. Oh, baby, I'm gone. Gonna take a trip I never took before. I don't know where I'll land. You better get my hat and show me to the door. Honey, here's my hand, Lord bless you. Gonna take my dog with me. He's the only friend I have, you see. Goodbye, I'm going, going, gone.
The kisses I love so. She's getting now, I know. And gee, I know that she would come to me if she could see. Fine heart, broken hearted, lonesome pal. Somebody stole my gal.
Heard from Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra with vocalist Jimmy Rushing on Somebody Stole My Gal from 1930. Before that, Chick Bullock and his Le Vie Loungers featuring Tommy Dorsey and Jimmy Dorsey, as well as Bunny Berrigan, on the song Going, Going Gone. And we started off with Bob Koza and his Cornelians, You'll Get By with a Twinkle in Your Eye, also featuring the Dorsey Brothers and Bunny Berrigan. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to jazz and dance bands and smaller groups from the 1930s. A wonderful period in jazz, full of innovation and full of fun and energy. We're going to go now to 1934, to the Isham Jones Orchestra, a very fine orchestra. Isham was the band leader and also a songwriter. And they're going to bring us a number written by Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart called The Blue Room, featuring the clarinet and alto sax of Woody Herman, who went on to take over the band in 1936 and led it for decades. A particularly good band. Then we're going to go to 1935 to a wonderful collection of recordings made for the Brunswick label by Teddy Wilson, the pianist Teddy Wilson and friends. I think they recorded, I don't know how many they recorded, but it was over a period of 3 or 4 years, and it's a wonderful collection of the earlier jazz. And just about all the great musicians passed through the studio and were able to take part in one or more of the sessions. This session features singer Billie Holiday, who was often featured on the recordings, and the song is called What a Little Moonlight Can Do, written by Harry Woods. And joining Billie and Teddy in the studio that day is Benny Goodman on clarinet, who, by the way, does a particularly fine clarinet solo a few seconds into the tune. Cozy Cole on drums, John Kirby on bass, John Trueheart on guitar, Ben Webster on tenor sax, and Roy Eldridge on trumpet. And then back to 1930 to the Casaloma Orchestra. Well, they were a very fine orchestra led by Glenn Gray, packed with talent, set up as a cooperative under the leadership of Glenn Gray, and went on to record for quite a while. We're going to hear them with their signature tune, I guess it has to be, the Casaloma Stomp, written by band member Gene Gifford. And that's the Casaloma Orchestra from 1930. We'll start with Isham Jones and his orchestra, The Blue Room from 1934. Thank you.
wait a while till little moonbeam comes peeping through. You'll get bored, you can't resist him at all, you say, when you have kissed him as ooh. What a little moonlight can do.
Listening to the Casaloma Orchestra from 1930 with Casaloma Stomp, written by Gene Gifford, a member of the orchestra. Billie Holiday, Teddy Wilson and friends joined us in from 1935 with What a Little Moonlight Can Do, written by Harry Woods. And we started off with a Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart piece, The Blue Room, brought to us in a recording by the Isham Jones Orchestra in 1934. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. I'm Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to recordings from the 1930s. Some of the wonderful big bands around at the time, the smaller jazz groups, and some lovely singers. Well, one of the greatest bands around in the 1930s was led by drummer Chick Webb, full of talent. Later on, was joined by the vocalist Ella Fitzgerald. I believe what we'll hear this morning, though, will be an instrumental from the band. This is a recording of the song Stomping at the Savoy, which was written by Chick Webb along with Benny Goodman, Andy Razaf, and Edgar Sampson. A very fine example of the Chick Webb art. And then we're going to hear two more songs featuring the Dorsey Brothers. We're going to go to 1927. Oh, a little earlier than I said, but we'll go back to 1927 and 1928 for our next songs. And the first one is from Red Nichols and the Charleston Chasers. The song is called Wabash Blues, recorded, as I said, in 1927, and written by the songwriting team of Meinkin and Ringel. Red Nichols, of course, on cornet, Miff Mole on trombone, Jimmy and Tommy are there, Arthur Schutz on piano, Dick McDonough on bass, Joe Tartu on tuba, and Vic Burton on drums. And then we will hear again from the two Dorsey brothers. This is from 1928. The song is She's Funny That Way, which was written by Richard Whiting and Neil Moret. Among the band, we will hear from the Dorseys, and we will also hear trumpet from Phil Napoleon. Glenn Miller is on trombone as well. Arthur Schutt, again, on piano. And Eddie Lang, the great guitarist, is joining us too. The words are brought to us by Smith Ballou, very fine singer of the day. On the vocals, he's joined by four members of the Hal Kemp Band. So this is a real mix and match. It's a fine job. She's Funny That Way from the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra. And we'll start with Chick Webb and his orchestra, Stomping at the Savoy. Thank you. You've just been listening to the Dorsey Brothers Orchestra with She's Funny That Way from 1928, joined on that one by Smith Ballou, who brought us the lyrics. Before that, Red Nichols and the Charleston Chasers, again including the Dorsey Brothers, Wabash Blues from 1927. And we started out with the fabulous band of Chick Webb from 1934, Stomping at the Savoy.
Want to hear the latest in jazz? Or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. This morning we've been listening to recordings from the 1930s and also a couple from the 1920s, early recordings featuring the jazz and dance bands that were around at the time, some of the smaller groups, and some of the singers too. Fine examples of the wonderful art of the early jazz and dance music. Well, our next recording is from 1933, and it is from Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. He started out in the 20s, ended up referring to himself as the King of Jazz, though his band could certainly play jazz, but he's mostly known for his work as a dance band. Great stuff, nonetheless. Lots of people had their start with Paul Whiteman, amongst singers, for instance, Bing Crosby and Mildred Bailey. It was a very fine orchestra with a lot of talent. We will hear them with a song written by Harold Arlen and Yip Harburg, along with Billy Rose, called It's Only a Paper Moon. And Peggy Healy will be bringing us the words on this one. And then we're going to go over to the UK, and this is a bit of a change of pace for our following two numbers, and to a pianist there who was immensely popular called Charlie Coons. He was from the US, moved over to Britain in the 1920s, set up an orchestra, had that for a while in the 1920s, but he's perhaps best known for his piano work, and particularly his piano medleys. And that's what we're going to hear this morning. We'll hear Charlie with three songs: You Are My Lucky Star, Got a Feeling You're Fooling, and She's Funny That Way. So that'll be Charlie Coons and his wonderful piano. And then we'll go to 1936, back to the US. And that was the year in which the musical Showboat was released as a film. The score was written by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein, and it is one of the major musicals of the century. Very groundbreaking. Well, in 1936, musical became a movie and featured Alan Jones and Irene Dunne. And we're going to hear Alan Jones from that movie bring us the lovely ballad, Make Believe. That will be Alan Jones. And we'll start with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. It's Only a Paper Moon.
Cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Yes, it's only a canvas sky hanging over a cotton tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk array. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as hollow as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Supposing is the sweetest game I know. Our dreams are more romantic than the world we see. And if the things we dream about don't happen to be so, That's just an unimportant technicality. 'Cause we could make believe I love you. We could make believe that you love me. Others find peace of mind in pretending. Couldn't you, couldn't I, couldn't we make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss or two or three? Might as well make believe I love you, for to tell the truth, I do. You'll pardon, I pray, 'twas too much to say, the words that betray my heart. I only pretend, I do not offend in playing a lover's part. Make believe our lips are blending in a phantom kiss or two or three. Might as well make believe I love you. To tell the truth, I do.
Well, we're coming to the end of this edition of I've Heard That Song Before. We've been listening to songs from the 1930s and the 1920s. Some lovely examples of early popular music and jazz. And I hope you enjoyed our recordings today. Do please stay with us, because Randy's going to be joining us in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And I hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. And we have one more for you this morning, and it is from 1935. The orchestra, led by Bob Crosby, very fine orchestra. The song was written by Bernie Hanigan and Johnny Mercer. Bob is going to be bringing us the words to the song, The Dixieland Band. Here's the Bob Crosby Orchestra.
Ever hear the story of the Dixieland Band? Let me tell you, brother, that the music was grand. They had piano and a clarinet. Only thing they needed was a second cornet. And that's what led to the ruin of the Dixieland Band. When the folks would holler for the maple leaf rag, they would get to swinging, but the trumpet would drag. They had the Keaton because he played so sweet, but they needed someone who could give them that beat. Someone who sprung with rhythm of the Dixieland Band. He'd play so sweetly. Instead of playing, he'd play so sweetly. They'd be saying, thank you. enough, he got them so they couldn't play right. Finally, he fixed them on a Saturday night. He hit a figure that was off the court. Apoplexy got them and they went to the North. And that is the pitiful story, story of the Dixieland Band. Now they're up in heaven and they're happy at last, 'cause they found a trumpet man who really can blast. The way he sings them is an awful shame. He can really do it, Gabriel is his name. And now, folks, here is a sample. Listen to the Dixieland Band. It's a judgment day, 'cause it's just Mr. Gabriel is sounding his ale. And the Dixieland Band, damn, a fixin' to play.